Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Second Canto, Chapter 2, Text 36. Tasma,
Tasma,
Sarvatmana,
Sarvatmana,
Rajan,
Rajan,
Harihi,
Harihi,
Sarvatra,
Sarvatra,
Sarvada,
Sarvada,
Shrotavya,
Shrotavya,
Kirtitavyascha,
Kirtitavyascha,
Martavyo,
Martavyo,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Vrinam,
Vrinam.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Kortavya kirtitavyascha.
Kortavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavyo bhagavanam.
Smartavyo bhagavanam.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavyo bhagavanam.
Smartavyo bhagavanam.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavyo bhagavan nirnam.
Smartavyo bhagavan nirnam. Tasmat savatmana rajan.
Tasmat savatmana rajan.
Hari savatra savada.
Hari savatra savada.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavyo bhagavanninam.
Smartavyo bhagavanninam.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Hari sarvatra sarvada.
Shrotavyas kirtitavyascha.
Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavyo bhagavanninam.
Smartavyo bhagavanninam.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha. Smartavya bhagavanninam. Tasmat sarvatmana rajan. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha.
Smartavya
bhagavanninam.
Tasma,
tasma,
therefore,
therefore,
sarva,
sarva,
all, atmana,
atmana,
soul,
soul,
rajan,
rajan,
O king,
O king,
harihi,
harihi,
the Lord,
the Lord,
sarvatra,
sarvatra,
everywhere,
everywhere,
sarvada,
sarvada,
always,
always,
shrotavyaha,
shrotavyaha,
must be heard,
must be heard,
kirtitavyaha,
kirtitavyaha,
glorified.
Cha,
awesome.
Awesome.
Smartavya.
Smartavya.
Be remembered.
Be remembered.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
Personality of Godhead.
Renam.
Renam.
By the human being.
By the human being.
O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Purport. Srila Shukadeva Goswami begins this verse with the word tasmat, or therefore, because in the previous verse, he has already explained that there is no auspicious means for salvation other than the sublime process of Bhakti Yoga. The Bhakti Yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods, like hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping, praying, rendering service and love, becoming friendly, and offering all that one may possess. All nine methods are bona fide methods, and either all of them, or some of them, or even one of them, can bring about the desired result for the sincere devotee. Out of all the nine different methods, the first one, namely hearing, is the most important function in the process of bhakti yoga. Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Buddhave Namaha Shri Chaitanmano Vistam Stavdikam Jena Bhutade Shriyam Rupa Padha Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shaganaraganatan Vitam Stam Sativam Shadvaitam Shavatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shaganaravita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kopatarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayvacha Patitanam Avanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavya Stra Smartavya Kavanamana Repeatedly, this is recommended elsewhere. Tasmat parati sarvatman paramam ishro harihi. Smartavya kirtitavya stha. Shrotavya kirtitavya stha. Smartavya kirtitavya. That's elsewhere in Bhagavatam. Everywhere. One is recommended to hear about, glorify, and remember the Personality of Godhead. Here, tasmat, Srila Prabhupada glosses as meaning, because there's nothing better than bhakti yoga. There's no other means that will be as effective for for getting freedom from material existence as the bhakti yoga process. Vedeshu yageshu tapasu jaiva daneshu ya punya palam pradishtam adyeti tat sarva vidam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chakra. The Bhagavad Gita said that whatever one might get by Vedic study, by performance of sacrifice, by distribution of charity, and so on, atyeti one achieves by bhakti yoga, and ultimately by the bhakti yoga process, one attains paramsthana, the transcendental world of the Supreme Personality of God. Oh, what is the need of any other method? Whatever one might get by other means, one can get by bhakti yoga. And one gets still more. Even the impersonal path of liberation doesn't give one the same benefit that one receives in the personal association of the Lord through bhakti yoga. Srila Prabhupada mentions the 9 different methods of devotional service and says that by any of them one can attain perfection. But without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make progress by any of the methods of practice. Hearing is essential. What will we practice without hearing? What can we remember without hearing? What can we glorify without hearing? We can only glorify according to what we've heard. We can only remember what we've heard. We can only serve when we've properly heard. Everything depends on hearing. The conjugal relationship, Rukmini became attracted to Krishna by hearing. So much depends on hearing. Prabhupada says, sufficiently and properly. Not random hearing from anyone and everyone. And not half hearing. Sitting with our laptop doing our email and making telephone notes and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at the same time. That's not the recommended method. Rapt hearing. Once you hear with rapt attention. Bhagavatam says that once you hear with rapt attention, is that all right? Seems okay. Where you can't hear upstairs?
Well, try shutting it in here and see what happens. I don't know.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. So now it's down here, but it's up there.
Well, the system is... If you hear it in here, you can hear it in there too, but if it's not loud enough in there, if you shut it in here, then you could turn it louder, and then you can go in there.
All right, go on A and B, maybe that's what it is.
Well, A and B means in here and in there.
Yeah, it's only on A.
Is it set properly now? Is everybody happy? Or?
Well, we're happy. I don't know if they're happy.
Well, that's the question, but if they're happy, you have to find out from there. Are you happy? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
It's better.
Yeah.
Better, but it's good.
Good by the best, but it is better than good.
It's better than before.
I think you should turn it up.
It's better than before.
I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's going to be a little loud in here, but that way they can
hear. That way they can hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, now, but that's too loud. That's feedback loud.
It's too loud. It's
Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna,
yeah.
I guess that's not enough to be too loud, but not so loud. It's going to
try our best.
We'll try our best to make everyone happy so that they'll vote for us again. So hearing sufficiently and properly means Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, to hear regularly, to hear in mood of service, to hear with concentration, with, as Prabhupada says, rapt attention, the proper hearing. To hear systematically, not to be ferreting out the most esoteric and material for which we're unqualified, but to hear in the process recommended by the acharyas, proper hearing and sufficient hearing. Sufficient means, in Prabhupada's vocabulary, a lot. Like if he said you have to pour sufficient water, it means abundance. Sufficient hearing. Abundant hearing. A lot of hearing. We should hear and hear and hear about Krishna. Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. When we hear, then the other methods will be properly done. And for hearing only, all the Vedic literatures are there, compiled by authorized persons like Vyasadeva, who is the powerful incarnation of Godhead. The literature is there to give us some facility to hear. Lokasya janato vidvan chakre sattvita samhita anarto pasamam saksha bhakti yogam dhokshiji. All the miseries that we undergo in the material world are superficial because they're in relationship to the body and the mind, which are superficial to the eternal living being. But and those miseries can be eradicated by the direct method of bhakti yoga. But people in general don't know this, and therefore Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam especially. Of all the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly valuable for re-establishing our lost relationship with Krishna. And therefore, in the beginning, it said, Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalaya. One should drink up Srimad Bhagavatam. And the preliminary study of Bhagavatam is Bhagavad Gita. And since it has been ascertained that the Lord is the super soul of everything, he should therefore be heard of, therefore be heard and glorified everywhere and always. That is the special duty of the human being. If we're going to hear and we're going to chant, then the question is, well, what should we hear about? And the answer given is Sarvatman, the super soul of all living beings, or the soul who's present everywhere, the supreme personality of Godhead. Not any ordinary person, not the individual Atma alone, but the Sarvatma, the soul of everyone. He said that the
the question was asked, why were the cowherd boys so much after Krishna? The cowherd boys and the elderly people of Vrindavan, everyone, why were the Vrajvasis so much after Krishna? And Shukadeva Goswami said, it's because he's the soul of the soul. Srila Prabhupada gives the analysis of why is the body so dear to us? Or why are our family members so dear to us? They're dear to us because they're in relationship to the body. I care about my son. I don't give a damn about your son. But I care about my son because he's in relationship to me in terms of this body. So then, why should I care about this body? Why? There's so many bodies wandering around the material world. Why this body? Because the body is connected to the soul. Or even if I love someone else, then why that body? Because the soul is there. Otherwise, the dead body no one cares about. No one wants to embrace a dead body. But the soul is there, so the body becomes attractive, important. Then why is the soul attractive or important? The answer given is that because Krishna is there within the heart of every living being, or because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So the ultimate person to hear about is the super soul, Krishna, and hearing about him is the duty of the human being. When the human being gives up the process of hearing about the all-pervading personality of Godhead, he becomes victim to hearing rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. Wow. There's Srila Prabhupada pinpointing the situation of Kali Yuga, which has become acutely worse since the time he wrote this. Rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. In Prabhupada's time, that meant, well, especially, this is first canto, second canto, especially the radio and to some extent the television were man-made machines for transmitting rubbish. Or books and newspapers printed by man-made machines. The human society has made tremendous advancement, and so now we have the internet, which can instantly transmit huge amounts of rubbish for the degradation of human society. And if one gives up the hearing of Krishna, then what are you going to do? You're going to sit on the internet and hear about that rubbish, or you download rubbish, you can watch rubbish, hear rubbish. You can do so many. You can share rubbish with your friends. You can like rubbish. You can tweet rubbish. You can do so many things with your rubbish, so that you can make a grand rubbish heap of civilization, in which there's no Krishna Katha. So, if one gives up the process of one's hearing regularly, he's saved from the internet, he's saved from television, he's saved from the movies, he's saved from radio, he's saved from mundane gramikata, village talk. But if one gives up the hearing about Krishna, you've got to hear about something. So then we'll hear about rubbish. We'll hear rubbish, we become victim to hearing rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. Machinery is not bad because through the machine one can take advantage of hearing about the Lord. But because machinery is used for ulterior purposes, it is creating rapid degradation in the standard of human civilization. Ulterior purposes, it means ultimately to satisfy someone's lust, greed, anger, kaam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha. Sorry. The commercial media are a kind of racket, because the presentation is that
this book or this magazine or this television show is meant for you. You're the product, you're the consumer of this very valuable product. And so we want to make this valuable product available to you to entertain you or to inform you, what have you. But the way the media works, the actual product is the person who buys it. Because the product is just a hook to get people consuming so that those consumers can be sold to the advertisers at so many dollars per thousand. That's how media typically works. Why are there television ratings? Why are magazines, the circulation of magazines, audited by big auditing bureaus? It's so that we know how much to charge, how many readers are there, how many viewers are there, and therefore how many dollars can be charged per page or per minute. The actual product is not, you're thinking that you're reading the product or viewing the product, but actually you are the product, and you're being bought and sold. Then, of course, when you're bought by the advertiser, then they want to send you their message, and their message is that you should enjoy. And their means are, well, any means that will work. Gross, subtle, straightforward, or insidious, whatever means they can get, they can employ to get you to buy their product or to sign on to their cause, they'll employ. And psychologists are paid big, big money to manipulate the thoughts and especially emotions, and especially the baser emotions of the human being, to get him to do what we want him to do. That's a big topic, not really fit for going into detail in the Bhagavatam class. But the conclusion is that it's creating rapid degradation in the standard of human civilization. Rapid degradation, because it's profitable. If we can make a profit by degradation, we will do it. Casinos, I was just in, what train station was it? I changed somewhere to go to Framingham. I guess it was Boston, Boston station. And there were enormous, huge overhead displays for casino. I guess casino was legal because it was on Indian reservation land. And there were these, in every direction, big posters for the casinos. And appealing to grossest instincts. Basically, that you would go to this casino and you would gamble, you'd have a great time gambling, and you would have wonderful sexual encounters. That was, at least on the surface of it, the theme of these posters. You would enjoy wonderful sense gratification by gambling, drinking, and sex. And you could see these wonderful people who were enjoying like anything. But this all appeals to the grosser, baser instincts of the human being. And if we make money at it, then why not? So the rapid degradation of the standard of human civilization. It is said here that it is incumbent upon the human beings to hear, because the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are made for that purpose. Krishna has given us this Vedic literature to free us from material existence and revive our relationship with him. So we're meant to use it.
Living beings other than human beings have no ability to hear such Vedic literature. If human society gives itself to the process of hearing Vedic literature, it will not become a victim to the impious sounds vibrated by an impious man who created the standards of the total society. The 2 points here. One is that the lower animals or the lower creatures can't hear. So that's the Brahma Jigyasa, or the opportunity to hear about spiritual life, is our gift in human life. If we don't use it, then we're fools. And the other point is that hearing, on the one side, it uplifts us. On the other side, it protects us from becoming degraded. Degraded how? By the impious sounds vibrated by impious men. We're hearing sounds vibrated by Sukadev Goswami, by great Sonam Rishi, by Vyasadeva, by Narada. We're hearing noble sounds that are uplifting for the soul. And if we don't hear these sounds, we'll hear the other sounds. Impious sounds vibrated by impious men. Men who are addicted to gambling, intoxication, woman hunting, meat eating. Impious sounds. All political sounds, buy this, buy that sounds, entertainment sounds, the prevailing. With mode, I guess, in music is rock and roll, which is a package deal, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's a deliberate, degraded sound. Even there's been some discussion about this in popular media, that the advertisers have sort of picked up degraded people as being attractive. So there's like criminal chic. You know, if somebody's like an outlaw, a criminal, then he becomes attractive in some ways. He represents an ideal. The guy who says to society, in your face, the hell with you. I'll do anything to enjoy. I don't give a damn about your laws. Tough, mean, aggressive. Not bound by any rules. I know what I want, and I'm going to get it. And I don't care. Better get out of my way. You know, sort of a mean, nasty, looking out for number one kind of a mentality. And it's made kind of chic. You know, if you these people wear our sneakers or our shirts or whatever it is, they drink our beer. So be like them. Impious sounds, even to go into it is nasty. The subject matters of modern. Even to go back not too long, and the prevailing music is hymns and something uplifting. Or at least simple folk songs of ordinary affairs. But that's not enough anymore. It has to be about the lowest occupations. Don't even want to think about it. It has to be about the lowest things. Why are people vibrating this stuff? Because they're impious. Kalo Satvaharapam Sa. Their good qualities have been eaten away by Kali Yuga. And so they're thoroughly impious, nasty, nasty people. And this is what we'll hear in the ordinary world. Impious sounds vibrated by impious men who degrade the standards of the total society. Hearing is solidified by the process of chanting. We hear this. One who has perfectly heard from the perfect source becomes convinced about the all-pervading personality of Godhead and thus becomes enthusiastic and glorifying the Lord. So we hear, that uplifts us, and then when we chant, it solidifies what we've heard. It solidifies what we've heard. It becomes stronger when we not only hear, but also chant. One becomes convinced by hearing and enthusiastic. Prabhupada said, because I was enthusiastic about hearing, now I'm enthusiastic about preaching. Now Guru Maharaj noted he likes to hear. So because I was enthusiastic about hearing, now I'm enthusiastic about preaching. Vaisheshika Prabhupada says, you distribute the overflow. Well, the meaning is that you're filled up with Krishna Katha so much that you've got an overflow that you can distribute. But if you're not hearing, then you have a deficit instead of a surplus. So then what can you distribute? So hearing leads to glorification. All the great acharyas like Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya, Saraswati Thakur, or even in other countries, Muhammad, Christ, and others, have all extensively glorified the Lord by chanting always and in every place. Because the Lord is all-pervading, it is essential to glorify Him always and everywhere. In the process of glorifying the Lord, there should be no restriction of time and space. This is called Sanatana Dharma, or Bhagavata Dharma. Sanatana means eternal, always, and everywhere. Bhagavata means pertaining to Bhagavan, the Lord. The Lord is the master of all time and all space, and therefore the Lord's holy name must be heard, glorified, and remembered everywhere in the world. That will bring about the desired peace and prosperity so eagerly awaited by the people of the world. But space belongs to Krishna, so it should all be used for Krishna. Time belongs to Krishna, so it should all be used for Krishna. So everywhere, all the time, the space should be filled up. If the space isn't filled up with Krishna Katha, it will be filled up with Maya. So all of space, every part of the world, every corner of the world should be filled with Krishna Katha. And 24 hours, it should always be there. Time and space should all be used in Krishna's service. The word cha includes all the remaining processes or methods of bhakti yoga, as mentioned above. Any comments or questions?
In the purport to the Prabhupada, maybe you could look it up, I don't know. But it's that you can't make any progress unless you first hear.
Properly and sufficiently hear.
Right, but it seems like, you know, there's a Gyata Sukriti or somebody doesn't just be pulling the Jagannath car if they don't have to hear it.
Yeah, someone make progress by a Gyata Sukriti, by pulling the Jagannath car and you don't have to hear, just doing something. But if you want to make steady progress, then hearing is important. Hearing is important. Therefore, our process is not just to engage people in the Gyata Sukriti, and to engage them in doing something, and they don't know it's for Krishna, and ha ha. But to give them the opportunity to hear, so that they can make rapid advancement in devotional service. Narad Muni took a little prasadam, and he became enlivened, but it was his enlivenment was fully manifest by his taste for hearing. Hearing is essential. Is that okay? Something else?
For me?
We'll stop here then. Thank you very much.